proclamation number 2904 dated the September 30th, 1943. The opponent's mask, by their fruits ye shall know them. Single quote. Only divine influences can motivate the human being to act kindly. The forces from below will never teach a person to love or try to make him decide to live in a God-pleasing way. By their fruits ye shall know them. Single quote. Which powers people hand themselves over to, and this should suffice you, who are doubtful. Which spirit should teach you love if not God himself? Love is divine and will therefore never be endorsed by beings which are averted from God. And once love is taught and practiced, the adversary's power will be broken, hence he would deprive himself of a weapon if, for the sake of a mask, he first tried to encourage actions of love. He himself would put the best means into people's hands to realize that he and his activity are averted from God. But he tries to deceive people, to weaken their every power of judgment, and he indeed wraps the cloak of love around himself. He presents himself as good and noble and then influences people to act contrary to love. He presents himself as a representative of good and only tries to attain advantages for himself and his own kind, which, however, are only purely earthly recognizable and are always achieved at the expense of other people. He does not urge people to accomplish works of love even though he approaches people under the guise of love. Nor does he pursue spiritual goals. And thereby you also recognize the working from above or from below. As soon as the transformation of the innermost being into love is being taught, you must acknowledge the divine origin and know that only messengers from heaven convey such teaching to you. For the human being redeems himself by means of love. By means of love he liberates himself from the control of God's adversary. He, however, tries to tie people to him again and impels them to commit the most heartless actions. He incites them to openly wage battle against God, against everything that is good. He tries to divert people's thoughts from doing good and only to strive for material things, and his influence aims to destroy everything that testifies to God and of God. And thus he first seeks to encourage people's selfish love. He will never preach neighborly love to them, for only in this way will he gain souls for himself. However, divine love reveals itself by teaching people unselfish love, by showing them the path which leads towards regaining the original state which consisted of the purest form of love. And this is why everything that teaches love must be of divine origin. It must inevitably testify to God, because God himself is love and he tries to lead everything that once had fallen away from him back to him, which is only possible if the human being becomes love himself. Wherefore the light beings every effort applies only to one goal, to instruct people of the teaching of love and to help them to attain God. Amen.